Good afternoon. High pressure combined with a strong mid-March sun, finally pushing temperatures into the lower to mid-30s, and in some cases, the first time above freezing since the big snowstorm. As the high settles overhead today, winds will tend to ease and it will be a more comfortable day without as much of a wind chill factor. Still, though, temperatures settle in about 10 degrees below seasonal averages. So some good snow melt going on with the high sun angle and the higher temperatures, but after dark tonight, temperatures will drop quickly with a clear sky and light wind, and this will produce areas of black ice. Even as high clouds stream in late tonight, temperatures will still drop back into the lower and middle teens on average, with some places at or below zero by sunrise. An Alberta Clipper heading through the Midwest today will slice through the Great Lakes tonight and arrive tomorrow. It doesn't have a lot of moisture with it, but we will have a bunch of clouds tomorrow. And an occasional snow shower or even some steadier light snow, primarily in the I-88 corridor across into the Catskills, and then eventually into the Litchfield Hills into Conics. These locations will have the best chance of seeing a dusting up to a couple of inches of snow, while it's likely that the rest of the region will have little, if any, accumulation outside of a dusting. Temperatures will be in the mid-30s tomorrow afternoon. Behind this system, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s to around 40 on Sunday, and for the first day of spring, right around 40 on Monday. Another front will head our way on Tuesday with just a couple of snow showers. Ahead of the front in the lower 40s on Tuesday afternoon, but some Arctic air will spill in behind it on Wednesday and Thursday, despite lots of sunshine, blustery and colder, upper 20s and lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an Alberta Clipper heading through the Midwest and into the Great Lakes will bring snow and some pockets of mixed precipitation to the region today and tonight. Winter weather advisories have been issued from the Arrowhead of Minnesota to parts of Ohio for the potential of an inch or two of snow. Meanwhile, an upper-level trough will move inland over the Pacific Northwest today, ushering in a plume of moisture. Coastal and valley rain and high elevation snow are likely across parts of the Pacific Northwest eastward into parts of the Northern Rockies. Portions of the Cascades may see heavy snowfall this weekend. Flood watches and warnings are in effect across portions of the Great Basin and the Intermountain West in advance of the rain and melting snowpack. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley and Thermal, both in California, to a low of 11 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, lower 40s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 75, set in 1990, and the record low, 1 below zero in 1916. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:04 p.m., 12 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs around 30. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 5 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds late tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow or snow showers, especially south of I-90, where it's likely to see a dusting, perhaps up to a couple of inches across the higher terrain in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s on Sunday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Monday near 40. A mix of sun and clouds with some light snow showers Tuesday in the lower 40s. Breezy and colder around 30 on Wednesday, mostly sunny. Mostly sunny on Thursday as well, with high temperatures in the lower 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.